So again, Jun Lee Wong, she, her pronouns, and I'm the associate director of programs at Springboard, and I've been running the community development program there for the last 10 years. Michael, could I have you introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you, Jun Lee. My name is Michael Rode. I'm a theater maker, part of the organization Center for Performance and Civic Practice, which is partnering with Springboard for the Arts on this. I am today on the ancestral territories of numerous indigenous peoples, including the Akimel Odom and Pipush. And I'm in the city of Phoenix, Arizona, where I live, and really glad to be here with everyone. I use he, him pronouns.
Thanks. So I think most everyone here is from an organization or group of some sort and really interested in learning about the agency training and the agency track. And so I wanted to share with you some of our values and sort of definitions, both for Springboard and CPCP and then Art Train. So when we talk about artists, what we mean is people who consider themselves artists, maybe a full, you know, full-time work, commissioned by museums, commissioned by to do projects, all the way to artists who carve spoons, who knit family sweaters for family, who sing in community choir, maybe who don't call themselves artists, right, but have a creative practice. What this means for us is that there are artists everywhere. Right? They're in every apartment building, they're on every block, they're on every couple of acres in a rural place. And we see artists as not only producers and makers, right? But as people who have this creative process that can pull people in, that can ask different questions, have the rest of us think outside of the box and come up with new ways of doing things. And so all of this is to say that in this moment, in a pandemic, in a place where disparities are growing, where we have multiple crises in multiple communities overlapping in every place, this is the time that we see artists as being instrumental to being able to change some of the ways that we work, right? Whether it's pulling in new people into conversations they're not usually welcomed into, whether it's making sort of nudges or adjustments to how systems work and how people access them and how communities can gain and grow from systems. All of those things are things that we believe artists need to be in the center of. It doesn't mean that every individual artist needs to be a change agent, right? We believe that an artist doing something that could be seen as a simple act, where it's maybe having a conversation with somebody else or having two people have a different kind of conversation, that in and of itself, and then in the aggregate, changes, has a ripple effect. So we work with all kinds of artists to help them sort of see where they might want to be in terms of making an impact in community. That's all I'll say there. And then I was going to have Michael talk a little bit about this moment of opportunity with this administration.
Yeah, over the last year, as Jun Lee and I started thinking about how we could contribute Springboard and CPCP to relief and recovery, we began to do a lot of research together and speaking to a lot of people who are expert in understanding the bills that were going to come down the line once we hit recovery moments. And I'm sure all of you spend a lot of your time each day sort of thinking about this, translating this, learning this. But what we've all come to realize is that there is 130, I should start a different way. The NEA has a couple hundred million dollars, right? Dedicated for arts and culture at this moment. There's 130 billion dollars that has been dedicated to and is being dispersed to states, cities, and counties. Every city, every county, and every state is getting a portion of that $130 billion. It is the most flexible block grant money to go to localities in more than a generation. It is the most flexible block grant money to go to localities probably for a long time to come. And what is particularly significant about it is that it does not come with the usual parameters and regulations that community development block grants have. They used a community development block grant formula to determine the allocation of the money, but are not putting those parameters on the dispersal of the money, which means locally, folks get to choose how to spend the money within an umbrella of recovery and relief issues. The first bill, the American Rescue Plan, which we're dealing with now, in which the money next week will hit bank accounts of every locality in the US, May 11th, followed by the jobs plan, which some version of will pass in the next couple months, followed by the family plan within the following couple months, most probably, altogether equals a scale of resources that we have and probably won't see again. And the possibility for cross-sector collaboration that engages arts and culture in sectors like housing and transit and safety and planning and sustainability, all with a declared necessity for a racial justice and equity lens to be part of the plans that go in, it is a remarkable opportunity for folks in arts and culture who are working with those values and for change to initiate or be part of coalitions and access those resources. So that's why it's become really important to us to simply make a space where we can support the translation of that work for opportunities to see and practice differently. And of course, also built in this moment is the opportunity to pay local creatives, to pay folks working in arts, design, culture, and heritage for this work, and to engage artists to do the work that I know a lot of you have been doing for a long time. How can artists help look for equitable solutions to community challenges and systemic inequities? And here's an opportunity to access local resources to support that kind of coalition work. So that's kind of what I wanted to say here on the front end. That's the opportunity and why we're sort of attempting to make a space for folks to figure out how they can do that locally. Julie, I'll pass back to you.
Thanks. So what that means for Art Train is that we are a training and technical assistance program that sort of has two tracks going into it. We have training for artists, and those are free. In the name of equity and sort of resource sharing, we wanted to make sure that any artist could take this training for free. So there's a basic training for artists on collaborating, how to reach out to different organizations and their communities. And then there's the agency or organization track. So that's really designed for staff of local governments, of arts councils, of housing development organizations, of business associations, to learn different methods of engaging artists to address whatever their specific goals are. And so there are these two trainings. And then after people take either of the trainings, they have access to an online resource library and to biweekly group coaching rooms. And so those biweekly group coaching rooms are just optional, right? So you might never use them, or you might drop in every other week. And within those, there will be different rooms. We think over time, they probably will change or adjust a bit. But in the beginning, for instance, there would be a room on proposal development, right? And project implementation. There might be a room for BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, people of color artists to meet one another. There might be a water cooler, coffee table chat room if people just want to drop by and meet other practitioners across the United States. We think there might be topical rooms, right? If it feels like there's a critical mass of people who are asking about artists in housing, we might invite a host to host that room and sort of have a special topic. We have had interest from some geographic locations to host their own room. So after a certain number of staff have been trained, they might use that time to say host a Massachusetts room for people to come into. So Michael and I will be there. Some of our other colleagues will be there to offer technical assistance, but also really to help create a network of practitioners, right? Because all of us, all of you have a lot of information and wisdom to share. So that's the structure of it. We do plan on running this for quite some time. If you have gone to look at registration, you'll see, I think we have dates bi-weekly training dates out for the next 3 months. We intend to just keep running that until there's no more interest, right? So, but we didn't want to put hundreds of dates there. In terms of fees, so we are trying to work on a plan to waive the fee for BIPOC serving and led organizations. A lot of this, Michael mentioned that, you know, we've been in conversation and sort of figuring this out. Frankly, it's like me and Michael trying to figure all of this out all in one go. So we still are working on funding to support that, but that is a goal of ours. The agency organization fee starts at $300 for staff in larger organizations, so 10 people and up. And that gets you the training and then access to those biweekly group coaching sessions, plus the online resource library. And then there's for organizations under 10, then it's $150. And then we're also working with partners, and there may be some of you here now who want to talk about this later, where they are paying for a bunch of people in their membership or in their network to take the training. So, and then we are encouraging you, if you're thinking of taking the training, particularly if you're a larger organization that works with many community groups, that you might sponsor or purchase a spot for some smaller organizations that don't really have the resources to jump into this. So I think that's what I guess in terms of cost, I wanna work with you all to make sure that you can access this. And then particularly if you're trying to figure out how to bring more people in, let's keep talking. So on the website, there's a second page on like discounts and contact us for, you know, different things, but we're definitely available for that. So I think that wraps up our very quick informal presentation. I'm gonna stop recording and then invite questions. And so here, let me do this stop recording.